Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Great day to have a day.
I love that.
Let's keep this thing going. Here we go. Let's come out the window today. Here we go.
Afternoons on the Score.
I guess I'll call it my day job. Like, I'm the football guy here at the station.
Big Ann is the football guy at a lot of stations. It just seems to be what it is that he's out here doing. Today he's sitting in for Matt Spiegel. Spiegs got the day off. He will be back tomorrow. We will turn the page on tomorrow's show. But Big Ann Heron is here. We're going to talk with Big Cat Williams coming up at 3 o'clock, so you don't want to go anywhere. Big Ann, let me ask you a question let me give you my theory and see if it holds any water.
I'm listening.
I think that over the last 10 to 15 years, as the spread has become so prevalent in college football, that we've gotten a bunch of spread quarterbacks, and I think there have been some coaches that were really successful at taking elements of spread offenses and adding it to what it is that they do in the NFL. I think there are some quarterbacks who have not been able to make the transition with some of the ask of pro-style offenses. And there's been some acquiescing by coaches being like, okay, well, we're going to put in some more stuff that makes people more comfortable. I think the stuff that they were doing in Washington last year is a really good example of that. But I feel like as this year has gone on with some of the coaches that have been in place, I feel like I'm seeing...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
An adherence to pro-style, old-school pro-style offense. Hey, you spent your whole life taking snaps out of the shotgun and pistol? No, we would like for you to get comfortable taking snaps from under center. We're going to have some shotgun packages for you, but we want you to get comfortable with that because it's exactly what we need to show run in our play-action game. Does that theory hold any water to you?
Very much so, and it goes in tandem with the return to an importance of the rushing attack, of the running back position. And the reason that the running back overall has been devalued isn't because the run doesn't matter. It's because there are so many really talented running backs. And so you know, the difference between the top five running backs and the bottom five running backs is probably just less than it is at most other positions. You can find a seventh round pick, the 22nd running back off the board, who can be extremely productive for you early in his career. And so when you have not only the principles of offense and saying quarterback who ran mostly spread in college, come here, we're going to get you under center, we're going to go hard play action, but you also, the reason hard play action can be effective is enhanced when you run the football consistently and have a devotion to that within your offense. So we've seen both things kind of come back in vogue. What we used to traditionally think of as like air quotes pro style offense or a pro style quarterback kind of meant a guy who was a statue. Most quarterbacks aren't statues anymore at this point, kind of regardless of what they were thought of as in college. Most guys have a level of mobility to them to avoid these really athletic and talented pass rushers.
That's an interesting addition to what I'm talking about, because you're right. It allows for even more stuff.
Yeah.
Even in an old school, traditional pro style offense, you can do more. And maybe that's why we saw, because back in the early aughts, and the guys, the programs that you would look at, Florida State was usually pro style. Stanford was usually right. pro style.
Uh-huh.
And very Andrew much so. Luck comes out of yep. that. And then he gets the NFL and you go, oh, a guy that's ready made to run pro style and he's an athlete yeah. on top of it.
Yeah.
And so now you can see some of these guys flourish. And I saw a little bit of it last night where you see Drake May doing some of this stuff and him being able to, in the moments where he needs to, go and get you 4 or 5 yards, get you a first down, move the chain. And what did he isn't he leading the league in passing, but he hasn't thrown a 300-yard game yet so far? He's just been really consistent
yeah.
with what it is that he's doing. And I feel like some of the growth in what we're seeing with Caleb has to do with his own maturity. I mm-hmm. want to give him agency. But also that Ben has said, no, this is what we're doing. We're don't worry. I'm going to throw some of that USC stuff in there for you.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to make this so that you're taking 99% of the snaps from under center. But once you see how all of this stuff fits together, you're going to love what it is that we're asking you to do.
And a lot of the way Ben has approached this, because I believe the Bears offense still leads the league in percentage of plays from under center. So it is this extreme growth that Caleb Williams has been tasked with to be able to make this leap from a rookie season that didn't have much of it, and things did get more productive his rookie year once you did see them go more and more time from the gun and allowing him to operate out of the spread. But that's only going to have so much of a shelf life in the National Football League without that additional nuance that being under center can give you, and also the timing mechanism that can allow for the quarterback, especially because precision is such a big part of Ben Johnson's offense, then being under center just means a lot for a quarterback who's going to play in his system. And in some ways, he kind of force-fed it to Caleb. And there's a lot of credit that should go to Caleb because, you know, we've seen some offensive systems and offensive play callers here in Chicago where part of my frustration has been you're continuing to kind of ram this thing down the throat of a quarterback that it doesn't seem to suit. You can make the argument. It doesn't suit Caleb, but he's getting better and better at it. While to your point, you're still seeing Ben Johnson get him on the move. You're seeing Ben Johnson allow him in the gun and to utilize spread looks. There's just so much of it, and they kind of force Caleb to consume a lot back in training camp. Looked really bad, still looks bad sometimes now, but the entire offense is better at it now. And so the operation where so many drives early in the season were being stalled and stunted by penalties, by guys twitching pre-snap, I wonder what the percentage is. Maybe somebody in the Twitch chat or somebody in the text line might know off the top of their head how much more motion the Bears are using now. The first month of the season, you didn't see a lot of motion in the Bears offense, but they just continued to force more and more of it into the game plan, but it hasn't had this square peg round hole feel to it, and both guys deserve credit for that. Ben Johnson for coaching the detail of it and really having the trust that his quarterback would eventually get there. And again, it's his first time as a head coach. He's never really developed a young quarterback before, so there's a confidence and a faith that Ben Johnson has had to showcase to be willing to do it this way with Caleb. And Caleb Williams himself deserves a lot of credit for being able to come along in this way and pick these things up that he has never had to do before in his football journey.
the teaching thing is fascinating to me for obvious reasons. The idea of going, I can overload that student.
Yeah.
And he's eventually, it's going to look clunky, but eventually it's going to look great. I would love to have that conversation with Ben.
Right.
And be like, how did you know that you felt comfortable enough saying, I'm going to throw everything at this kid? And
did you know? I mean, I get the sense that he probably did, but maybe it was just partly off faith. Like, did he legitimately feel like, yeah, he's going to get it? Because the physical talent is one thing. You got to know that your athlete, your student in this case, is going to be confident enough to continue to grow through some of the clunks that are going to be there early.
Is it going to give up?
Right. Is it going to give up on himself or on you as the teacher? Because so frequently, you need that tangible evidence at some point to say, yeah, this is working. And a lot of professors sound confident. A lot of teachers sound like they know what they're talking about. But in the end, if you're not actually getting results from that, if there's not some of that positive feedback that comes with it, the stimulus that tells you, okay, look, endorphins, because something went well. To have that, you know, that ends up enhancing your willingness as a student to continue to lean into the process. So, yeah, I think that would be a really fascinating conversation to have with Ben Johnson at some point in the offseason. Assuming things continue to go well, where was that balance of being confident Caleb could handle it as well as he seemingly has versus saying, you know what, this is how we're going to do it. Good luck, kid. Like, I'm hoping for the best. I hope this works out. We're operating on faith here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.